The Search. Starring Charlie Ruggles, Loreen Tuttle, Barbara Ruick, Eleanor Donahue, Tyler McVeigh, Bruce Holland, in The Search. Here is your host in Hollywood, Robert Young.
In my own search for the values that make a better life, I often think of the quotation, "Get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." How many problems can be solved by that rule? The little group of teenage boys and girls that had been gathering in an alley around the corner from a ramshackle old building hadn't given much thought to understanding or of the law. Now the last member of the crowd arrives.
Tommy?
Millie?
Yeah.
Around behind here. Come on.
Okay.
Anybody see it come in the alley?
No. I waited until there wasn't anybody near.
Okay, here's your cigarette.
Thanks. Hi, kids.
Hi. Hey, where's Sandra Lewis? You said you were going to get her to come in with us.
Well, she never did say she would, but I thought I could make her come. She's just not with it.
Look, Millie, that puts me in the spot. I had to pay 50 cents apiece for these butts, you know. I got one for her.
Well, I can't help it.
See, here's her name, right on my list.
Well, I can't help it if she wouldn't do it. You'll just have an extra cigarette for yourself, that's all.
And get stuck for the 50 cents? What do you think I am, dough heavy?
Oh, stop crabbing, Tommy, for gosh. Hey, listen, that's a police car, isn't it?
What are you worrying about? Nobody knows we meet in this alley. Except maybe your friend Sandra. Did you tell her?
Well, yeah, but...
Crazy? She tipped off the cop.
I don't think she'd do that.
Wait a minute, I'll look.
See anything?
Yeah, looks like a couple of cops.
Oh, no.
Get rid of those butts, all of you. Come on, we'll get out of the alley.
All of you kids.
Come on, I said.
Oh, you're trying to get out the other way. There's a man out that end, too.
Tommy, they'll arrest us.
Well, nice little party you're having, huh, kids? Too bad they had to break it up.
Who are you? What do you want?
Sergeant Ellis, narcotics squad. Gather up those half-smoked cigarettes on the ground, Carney. Are you? Turn out your pockets.
What for?
Turn them out, I said.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Let me see that cigarette. This'll do it. What's that paper you got there?
Nothing. Just a school paper.
Pass it over. Well, your guest list, huh? Save me getting all your names before you tell it to the judge.
All right, let's have it quiet, please. Boys and girls, I'm Judge Morey, and I'd like to give you youngsters the chance to explain your actions this afternoon. Sergeant Ellis, you said one of the boys on this list seemed to be the leader of the group.
Yes, Your Honor, Tommy Gardner.
I'm not talking. I've got a right to have a lawyer.
You don't seem to understand, young man. This isn't a trial. It's only a preliminary hearing to determine what charges will be made, if any. Now, you were found in possession of narcotic cigarettes. Where did you get them?
I found them.
I'm sure you don't expect me to believe that. Who sold them to you?
Nobody. I found them, I said.
I see. Well, perhaps I'd better talk to one of the girls on the list. Let's see. Sandra Lewis? Which one are you?
Sandra Lewis isn't here, Your Honor.
Oh, why not, Sergeant? Her name's on this list.
She wasn't with the others when I picked them up, sir.
Well, I think it's important that we have the Lewis girl here before we continue. Please get her address from the others and bring her in, Sergeant. And let me know when she's here. Meanwhile, the rest of you will remain in custody. Hearing adjourned.
Sandra?
Yes, Mother?
Ever since school, you've been acting as though you'd lost your last friend. What is it, dear?
It's Millie again.
Oh? Did you say something or do something to her?
It's because I wouldn't go smoking with a crowd this afternoon. It's wrong, and I won't do it.
Of course you won't, dear, because you know what's right. And all the Millies in the world can't change that. Oh, that's probably the package I had sent out. You just dry your eyes, dear. Oh? Yes?
Hello, ma'am. I'm looking for Sandra Lewis. Is she here?
Why, yes. Sandra is my daughter.
I'm Sergeant Ellis, police department.
Police?
What is it, Mother?
Well, this gentleman is from the police, Sandra.
Oh?
We picked up a bunch of your friends this afternoon, Sandra, in an alley smoking narcotic cigarettes.
My daughter wasn't with them, Sergeant.
Well, Judge Morey wants to ask her some questions, so if she'll just come along with me...
You're not arresting Sandra. She hasn't done anything wrong.
I hope you're right, Mrs. Lewis. Come along, Sandra.
Let's have it quiet, please. Now, Sandra Lewis.
Yes, sir.
Why weren't you with your friends when they were arrested?
Well, I don't approve of what they were doing.
Oh, I'm glad there's at least one here who doesn't approve. I suppose you have some way of proving you were never with the others?
Well, I guess I...
Perhaps can. I can help, Your Honor.
Yes?
I'm Miss Dean. I teach at the school these young people attend.
Well, go ahead, Miss Dean.
Sandra was with me after school doing some extra work. She didn't leave until nearly 4 o'clock. I believe her mother said she arrived home about 4:15.
Thank you, Miss Dean. Sandra, you seem to be cleared of any actual participation in this incident, but I'd appreciate it if you'd stay for this discussion. Tommy Gardner.
Yeah.
Come up here, please. Tommy, you've admitted you're the one who provided the cigarettes for your friends. Now, you'd simplify matters if you'd tell me where you bought them.
I told you I found them.
Your Honor?
Yes?
I'm Mr. Gardner, Tommy's father. I came down when I heard he was in trouble. Now, I just want to say, Judge, these kids aren't criminals. You know how teenagers are today.
I know how some teenagers are today, Mr. Gardner, but there are a few who are making a bad name for the rest. Like your son and these others.
Well, I've tried to bring Tommy up right, Judge.
It appears to me you haven't tried hard enough, Mr. Gardner. He doesn't seem to take this offense very seriously, nor this court. Sandra Lewis.
Yes, Judge?
Let's get back to you. You say you didn't join in with the others because you don't approve. Why are you different?
Well, because it isn't right.
You mean it's against the law?
No, sir. I mean, it's morally wrong. It isn't clean and decent.
Oh? And where did you get that idea?
From my mother and father and Sunday school.
Ah, now I think we're getting somewhere. How many of you youngsters have been to Sunday school in the last month? Besides Sandra, that is. Let's have a show of hands. In the last 6 months? Mm-hmm. In the last year? That's about as low a percentage as you can get. Zero.
Your Honor, what's that got to do with this hearing?
More than you seem to realize, Mr. Gardner. Tommy... What are the Ten Commandments?
Don't kill, don't steal, things like that.
Things like... 2 out of 10 and things like that.
Your Honor, are you running a court of law or a Sunday school class?
Mr. Gardner, you'd better stop talking and listen or be held in contempt of court. Now sit down and be quiet or get out. Now let's hear from one of the girls. Mildred Fisher.
Here, sir. I'm Millie.
Millie? How's your knowledge of the Bible?
Well, I don't know all about it.
You know, of course, why we celebrate Christmas?
Well, of course. That's when Jesus was born.
Mm-hmm. Tell me something about his life.
Well, he was born in Bethlehem, and when he grew up, he went around doing miracles, and some people didn't like it, and he was crucified on a cross.
A very concise biography, Millie. Mr. Gardner, now's your chance to talk. Tell me why you didn't seem to feel it important to give your son the benefit of a religious education.
Well, who needs it? We get along all right. Tommy doesn't go around breaking the law all the time.
You're speaking of man-made laws, of course. Mr. Gardner, your son is totally lacking in any kind of moral discipline. Sandra?
Yes, Judge.
What kind of a sentence do you think I should pronounce on your friends?
Well, I hope you won't make it too hard on them. I'm sure they've learned their lesson.
Maybe, but I think I'll help them a bit. When you youngsters come up here for hearing in juvenile court in a few days, I'm going to sentence each one of you to 1 year...
1 year? Well, that's ridiculous.
Mr. Gardner, I warned you, contempt of court.
No,
if
no,
you...
no, please. I'm sorry, Your Honor.
1 year suspended on your individual promises to attend the Sunday school of your choice every week. Is that agreeable?
Well, I guess it's all right. Yeah.
Very well. Sandra, I'm appointing you my special deputy to keep an attendance record and report to me once a week. A sort of an earthbound guardian angel. Will you do that for me?
Yes, sir.
And in the meantime, the rest of you had better start practicing what Sandra's been preaching. That is all.
Judge.
Well, well, hello there, Sandra.
Oh, this is a surprise, Judge Maury. I didn't expect to see you here.
Well, I thought I'd desert my own church just once to pay a visit to yours.
Oh, I'm glad you did.
By the way, Sandra, those are excellent reports you've been turning in every week. You're doing a fine job with your parolees.
Thank you, but it's getting to be a cinch. You'll be very pleased with the change in all of them.
Well, there was plenty of room for improvement, yeah. You know.
Oh, and Judge Maury, who else do you think showed up several weeks ago and has been here every Sunday since?
I haven't the slightest notion.
Tommy's father.
No, Tommy, you mean contempt of court, Gardner? Well.
Oh, there he is, and he's coming over.
Good morning, Judge Maury. Sandra?
Good morning, Mr. Gardner.
Well, hello, Gardner. Well, I didn't get the impression you took me and my advice very seriously.
I've been hoping to see you to apologize, Judge. You see, I began to realize Tommy's sentence really applied to me.
Good for you, Gardner. Sandra, it looks as though I'll have to fire you.
Did I do something wrong, Judge Maury?
Oh, no. But I was... Well, I just think it's time we stop keeping score.
Children brought up in the church have always had a clear and concise understanding of the difference between right and wrong. My wife and I consider it just as much our duty to get our children to church as to get them to school. Why not make it a Sunday habit to take your family to church? I'd like to thank Charlie Ruggles, Loreen Tuttle, Barbara Ruick, Eleanor Donahue, Tyler McVeigh, and Bruce Holland for sharing their talents with their church. And thanks to each one of you for being with us. Till we meet again, may the Lord bless us and keep us.
The Search has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.